What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Cigar Ralphie. Second attempt at recording this, man. I recorded this earlier and I lost it. Anyway, got a little bit of a Friday, got a little bit of like a, I wouldn't say food poisoning, but something's going on with the food here at the resort. We'll talk to the manager about it. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Me and my buddy got sick, you know, like some stomach pain. I'm not sick anymore, but I decided to just keep cooking in my room. You know, I get this food from the modern market. You know, when you're in another country, you gotta be careful where the meat comes from and stuff like that. Even hell, even the vegetables, you know, I'm in Africa right now, central of Africa. So, but anyway. Let's talk about some stuff, man. I'm going to try to make it quick because my last one was 30 minutes long and I lost it. And it was a really good podcast and somewhere in my phone. I recorded it on my phone. I'm recording this one on the phone. But let's see. Anyway. So, the Black Youth Project and the CSO and my brother's keeper and National Association of Blacks and Energy, Association of Black Psychologists, just to name a few. Does anybody know what those are? If you do, great. But I promise you that most of you don't. If I was to say Black Lives Matter, you automatically know what that is. Now, I was thinking about that today, and I was like, damn, it's crazy. More people know about the activist group that are, you know, for civil rights or whatever you want to call it, or, you know, against the white man and all this and a third, right? But nobody knows about these groups that are teach, you know, young black and brown men, you know, about business, you know, mentoring and, you know, scientists and all that stuff. Why doesn't anybody talk about those? I don't hear anybody talking about those. Nobody talks about those. They talk about Black Lives Matter. They talk about all these activists, you know, and the white man. The white man. What does that tell me? I feel like, and this is the part where people don't get me. This is the part where people call me names. And I've been called sellout, coon, and all that stuff. And this is the part I don't get. You know what I'm saying? Is I feel like, when I look back, and this is what I'm trying to say, I feel like we are so obsessed with changing the white person, the white man, let's call him the white man's mind. The minority, quote unquote, and I hate that word minority, okay, but I'm using it because that's the only word people understand. That's what they like to be called. It's, I don't know why, but I hate to be called a minority. But the minorities, black and brown, are obsessed with the white man. Just obsessed. That's their obsession. That's their life goal, is the white man. Just everything the white man does. Look, white people this, white people that. But we're not obsessed with helping each other, which we should be. Kind of like the Asians. Let's take some lessons from the Asians. Asians don't give a shit about the white man. Unless they're doing business. You know, I'm not saying they hate anybody. I'm not talking about hate. I'm talking about as far as, and when I say the white man, okay, let's be clear, because I know some people are going to hear this and get triggered. Okay, people are way too sensitive nowadays. You understand what I'm saying. I don't mean every single white man. I'm talking about the racist, the ones who may be racist, the ones who have a bias, the ones who have a prejudice in their heart against a quote unquote minority or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. The system, maybe some government, you know. We, you know, that's what I'm talking about. But we are obsessed with trying to change their mind, trying to make them see, trying to win a, I don't know, a racial fight, trying to whatever. Okay. You know, and we need to be focused on different things. We need to be focused on us, I think. You know, the Hispanics, focus on Hispanics. You know, Blacks, focus on Blacks. Let's fix the community within us. And then, only then is when everybody else will start seeing us different. And they'll have to change. Because we're not going to give them stuff to talk about. When the majority of stuff, because this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is the way I say it. Let me give you an example. Let me give you like a, how do I say it? This is an exact example. This is, let me give you, just listen to what we're doing. It's like we have a lawn. We have a house with a yard, the front yard. The facade of the house is really ugly. It's raggedy. It's old. Nothing's fixed. You got the ceiling falling. The grass is to the sky. There's animals living in the grass. We haven't cut anything. There's trash on the thing. And then when somebody passes by and says, "Oh my God, look at that house. It's a mess." We want to call them names. No, it's not. My house is not a mess. You got to respect that house. It's the only house on the block that's messed up. All the other houses are nice. Respect my house. I can't believe you're saying that about my house. Well, your house is ugly. You haven't kept it up. You don't want to fix it. You just leave it the way it is and expect everyone to think it's beautiful. Well, how about we fix the house? You know? Let's fix the house. Once we fix it, we mow the lawn, we work together, fix the house, fix it, boom, boom, the house is nice. And everybody who passes by, if they happen to say something, because now it's going to be hard to say that the house is ugly when the house is fixed. If they say something, then we could say, well, what do you find bad about it? Oh, well, this what? And now you have an argument, you know? Now you have an argument. But if you leave the house the way it is, ugly and all that, people are just going to say it's ugly. That's what we're doing right now. We're a mess. Hispanics and Blacks. We're all kinds of gang members. There are gangs all over the place. And this, even our music, we're displaying all the gangs and the guns and all that. And this and no, we're going to rob this. And we're clearly stating it in the music. Not that we didn't do it when I was young. And I love hip-hop. That's my favorite, you know. One of my favorite genres. But, you know, you grow up and you see, especially the problems we're having now. You know, it's like, okay. And now you want the quote-unquote white man to change his views. No, he needs to be tolerant. Well, this white man's going to be that white man. You know, it's harder to change his views than it is to fix us. But we, for some reason, are so obsessed with trying to change the white man's views. Forget the white man. Look at the Asians. They don't give a shit about the white man. The white man's going to do white man shit. Right? The white man's going to do white man shit. And until we change, we fix ourselves within us. We start, helping the youth and supporting Black businesses and Hispanic businesses and putting these kids, in college and getting more doctors and scientists and lawyers, out there in the world, you know. Then that's when everybody's going to see us like, oh, you can't say, like, we can't, like, for, what are we going to say about the Asians? They're too smart. You know, what the hell are we going to say about the Asians? Tell me, what are we really going to say about the Asians? Nothing. We can't say anything. Can't say anything about the Asians. Because that's the way they roll. They go to school. They do this, that. Yeah, they have their little gangs, whatever. But not like us. Not like us. Like the fucking the gang from my country. Well, my own people last week, the week before, God bless his soul, their kid, they killed him in the middle of the street with machetes. Like we're back on the island or something. Cut him up like a piece of meat. You know? We cut him up like a piece of meat. And you know what the first thing that people said when that happened was? The first thing people said is, why didn't the police, you know, the first thing somebody wrote, I remember the first thing I wrote was, oh, look how the police just came and it took them so long to get there and this and third. Nobody's wondering about the kids who fucking cut him. Nobody was outraged at first about the kids who cut him. They were like, damn, that's fucked up. And yeah, now the kids are going to prison. And everybody's, we're mad at them. But what are we doing about the gang they came from? Nothing. You know what I mean? So, but we're mad at the police. We're mad at the police. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I'm not defending the police, but I'm just saying, we focus our anger on the wrong people. We should be focused on us, Hispanics and Blacks. Fix us. We fix us, everybody is gonna fix themselves. They can't say shit to us. We're still gonna have bad people. We're not gonna fix 100%. There is no race that's 100%. Okay? Humans are humans. Okay? They're gonna commit crimes, things are gonna happen. But for the most part, why do people say, man, there's Asian restaurants everywhere you go. Man, there's Chinese restaurants right here in Africa. In the middle of Africa, in the middle of this poor country right here where I'm at, there's Chinese restaurants. There's Chinese businesses here. Every country I've been to, there's Chinese businesses. Okay, I went to Germany. I didn't see too many black businesses. Or Hispanic. You know? Why is that? There should be more business. We should be able to do business everywhere. You know what I mean? But again, we focus on, oh, the white man said this. We got to protest what the white man said. Racism, racism, racism. Let's go ahead and break Trump's star. That's what we're focused on. Even though that was a white guy who did that. That was a white guy who broke Trump's star. That's some other shit. We'll let white people, you know, police their own up. But it's like, come on, man. You know, I'm getting tired of that shit, man. Like, and people get offended when you tell them. When you tell them. They call me names. They think I'm, I don't know what the hell they think, you know what I'm saying? Because I tell them, yo, let's focus on us. Stop worrying about this fucking white guy, man. Fuck this white guy, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, this guy, he's such a fucking coon. He's a house nigga. Whatever. House nigga because I want us to progress. Like, okay, then I guess I am. You know what I mean? Actually, I just bought a house, so. I mean, I don't know, man. Yeah, fuck it, whatever, man. Anyway, guys, man, I'm going to leave it short, man. I don't know if this thing's even going to upload, so. Don't forget to like, subscribe. If you can follow me on YouTube at The Cigar Ralphie. I got videos up there. I got videos on IGTV. Follow me on Instagram, Cigar Ralphie. On Twitter, it's Rated Ralphie because I kept the old Rated R Twitter. And on Snapchat, Cigar Ralphie. So hit me up there and anywhere where this podcast is played. I don't know where you're listening to at right now because I'm on like 9 different platforms that this podcast goes on. So, all right. Anyway, y'all, I'll see you on the next smoke.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.